Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely. And that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated. But that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams, just a few days ago in his pre-draft availability, him alongside assistant general manager Jerry Fortin speaking with the media. And that's a clip. He's not talking about a specific player. But I'd argue after last night, all signs pointing to J.J. Paterka.
That makes that last line kind of make no sense.
It does.
At that point.
Josh was talking to us in the breaks. We're listening to it. And it's weird because I'm with him in that first one. Like, I'm like, okay, like now you're painting me a picture of how this trade went down. I don't have to agree with it, but you're painting me the picture. I can see it. It's the ending where I'm like, this is about Paterka. You kind of just did that. But then, and I've mentioned this, I then have to wonder – okay, how bad was it internally?
Enough that the Sabres have not put up anything about goodbye JJ or thank you.
I don't know if it's necessarily petty. I do wonder if it's this was not a good relationship by the end. Publicly, it was fine. Internally, may have been really bad.
It may have been a lot worse.
I do wonder if it's stuff where maybe Lindy Ruff and his coaching staff really believed he is not going to take a step defensively and that he is just going to be a one-trick pony and an expensive forward that they simply cannot. I mean, that very quickly becomes a luxury piece that they can't afford. On a team that can't make the playoffs, they kind of can't afford that.
Yeah, it's.
I wonder. We probably won't get the full answers, but I do wonder.
But this is why we can no longer look at this trade in isolation. Last night we have our moment to be angry, to be surprised, to be shell-shocked. This morning, you learn a little bit more about Kesselring. You learn a little bit about Doan. And now you think, Adams has work to do still. A lot to do still. One move does not make an offseason. And if it does, we have a lot angrier conversations.
More you're worried because of past offseasons.
If that's it, then there's a problem.
Yeah, if this is really going to be it. I don't think it will, but past offseasons would tell you they don't do a ton, and that is worrying. 803-0550, the number two call. Next up, Anthony on the line. Anthony, how are we doing this morning?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So why is it always is a fan base for us that the words you guys keep saying, it's underwhelming.
Yeah.
The press conferences that make you walk away from saying, like, God, I can't stand this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's why are we subjected as a fan base to that. Why is that the standard? The bar is so low for this man to clear. So low. And it's so, at best, by doing this trade, what has he done? Bought himself a week to say he's going to do something? And you guys have just said, past seasons have told us, nothing will happen. What GM in the NHL has two number one first overall picks as defensemen wouldn't trade their left arm for that, just as starting? I mean, everything is there, and he can't do it. If you want to compare it to something else, maybe Kevin Adams should go be a weatherman, because that's the only job you can keep him be wrong this much. It's been so long. Everyone used to demonize Darcy Rogier. I'd cry if Darcy Rogier became the GM again. Like, that's the standard has just become so low to say, please just do something. Make us competitive. In a sport where you can flip a coin to make the playoffs, it's a 50-50 shot. You got it wrong 13 times in a row. You know what? Of all the craziest things we've done, hiring Ralph Krueger was probably something that was either going to be the smartest thing or the dumbest thing in the world. So maybe, yes, Kevin Adams is absolutely not the answer for this organization. But even taking it a step farther and saying, where is Terry's role in this? Because quite frankly, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Josh Allen, the Bills probably wouldn't be a quarter of the way where they are now. So maybe as an entire fan base with the Bills and the Sabres, we take a little bit harder look at our owner here and say, what are you really doing here? Yeah, because how many jobs has Josh Allen saved?
Yeah, Anthony, I think you bring up a good point there. It's something I feel, I mean, I mentioned in the last hour, I don't really have a fond feeling about most sports owners. I mean, and don't even start about the ones for the teams that I root for. I think that's just the nature of the beast with sports.
Don't worry, there's going to be something, I'd imagine, like in some due time after like NHL offseason going on and everything. The report about the NFL with guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, cartoonish villains sometimes owners can be.
Yeah, very much so. I do look at, though, you bring up Josh Allen, like how many jobs has he saved? I think that's true for a lot of sports, that the one star player that you – it's at times, and I think especially in sports, it is better to be lucky than right.
It is sickening, though.
It sucks.
That the Sabres have Rasmus Dahlin, and they can't sniff it.
No, and I think it's because – and you saw it with and we've had people bring it up today. Pegula at the start with the Bills. Hiring Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan, and how much of a train wreck that was.
Right.
Where now they've got adults in the room. And I've heard people bring that up too. So I do want to say this. It is much easier said to just say, get two guys that have a plan in the room. I guarantee you Kevin Adams has had a plan. I guarantee you most of the people they've hired have had a plan. Ralph Krueger included had a plan. And it sounded really good on paper. But that doesn't mean it's going to go well. Lucky. Also, Jack Quinn doesn't get two brutal lower body injuries that ruined his development. Where are they at now?
Quinn's probably the more promising, and they're probably holding on to JJ at that point, too.
Probably holding on to JJ. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen doesn't throw a 180 this year in terms of his goaltending abilities from last year.
Oh, if that happens. If last year, like this past season, Luukkonen was what he was two seasons ago, they're a playoff team. And that's factual.
And I know
goaltending sunk them this year. Last thing about this with that caller. Hey man, don't dog on weatherman like that. You want to know why? Because we exist too.
I was actually going to say draft expert.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Words can be wrong, like, all the time. Sports, and they'll still keep their job.
Any sports pundits.
Yeah, it can be super
wrong.
Can
be wrong and still have their job. So,
Weatherman get a bad rep. If the wind changes by, like, a mile, you're screwed. Where, like,
but it's not like we're any better.
Like, sports pundits can just say anything and you're fine. Draft experts?
Yeah, I'm looking. The television's on ESPN right now. I don't think I have to say any more in that context.
Yeah. Weatherman get a bad rep. It's the draft experts and the sports pundits. They get to be wrong more than anybody.
No, I'll absolutely have some fun point the sword at us. Like, come on.
I started as a draft junkie. My whole thing is I'm going to be wrong way more than I'm right.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I will say, I was not a Rosen guy. I was a Darnold guy. I like Josh Allen, but I was a Darnold guy. I did get Shakir right, though, and I will stand on business with that.
Good.
Back to the phone lines. We go to Rich next up. Rich, how are we doing today?
Gentlemen, good morning. Good morning.
Still morning, yep.
Just to give you guys a little bit of love. You guys are fresh and up-and-comers. Mr. Kramer, I've always enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you.
Zach, you're moving up the ladder.
Thank you.
Second point is two-part question. What or who is Doyne going to be? Is he going to be on the roster, or is he going to be a Rochester player? Secondly, who gets Petratha's spot, assuming we don't get any more trades or free agent signings? Who do you think, if that doesn't happen, is the best Rochester player to get that spot that Petratha is now left for?
Rich, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Rich.
Derek, and on the Rochester point, you've watched them a ton in person, so yeah, I'm going to kind of give the stage to you.
Well, let's go in order. Josh Doyne, probably bottom six.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably put him on the third line.
In Buffalo.
Maybe I would like a grouping of him, Benson, and Zucker. That sounds fun. It's fast, physical, and intense if you throw those three players together. As for a Rochester player to look out for, if the left wing spot is vacated and remains that,
mm-hmm,
you're probably looking at Konstantin Helenius or Isaac Rosén. And I don't know what Rosén is at this point. He's kind of a mystery.
Yep.
He has not had a lot of time in the NHL. I do think that he would offer a little bit more for you. But now, this is the funny thing about holding on to all your prospects. It's time. Bell's ringing. Come get your spots, kids. Because there's a juicy top six role available for some highly touted prospects. If I'm to rank it, I'd go Helenius, Rosén, Östlund.
So is this going to be like the Joker meme in The Dark Knight where he just breaks the pool stick and he's like, all right.
Yes.
Someone's going to do it.
Someone's going to do it. And that's if they don't do anything with free agency, they don't add a top six with a Byram trade, then that's it. Here we go. Break the pool stick. We're going to have tryouts.
Such a good performance. Such a good performance. The movie overall, pretty good. I've soured on Christian Bale's performance as Batman.
All right, we don't need to do this today.
Michael Russo of The Athletic reporting, the Wild were in on J.J. Paterka. They did have some sort of trade packages. And just to kind of break it down, according to Russo, the Wild offered Marco Rossi as a starting package. They were willing to include more, but the Sabres did not want to add another undersized forward. The Wild were not trading Faber, and it's not clear if Yurich would have been enough to move the needle. So now, and I know Chad Edmonisis has brought this up as well, the expectation is that Byram is going to be the trade package for a forward. We'll see, though, if that develops. But Marco Rossi's name has been brought up a lot.
Why did you give me that name?
Now, but I will say, are we sitting here kind of saying the same thing of, okay, you traded Paterka for Rossi, we still need a defenseman?
Yeah, and that's what Byram's for.
But that's what. But so we're kind of having the same conversation.
We're having the same conversation, different boxes.
Different boxes.
But I do. It hurts a little bit that Rossi was thrown in there.
That's
reportedly.
But that's the thing. Rossi would have been the name that most people would have seen it last night and been okay.
But also that is center depth. You can't get enough of that in the NHL.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
So that, like, it hits a little differently in that sense, too. Mm-hmm. Not just a more recognizable name coming back.
But center depth.
But center depth is center depth, and you can never have enough of it. Especially if one of your centers is not known for particularly being healthy. I know that's not a fair thing to say, but it's true.
It's true at this point.
Like
it's very true at this
it's
point.
It's something that's measurable. The game's played there, or the lack thereof, I should say. So, yeah, no, if Rossi comes back, I'm pretty sure everyone's feeling a lot differently about the deal, A, because it's a big name, and B, because center depth is center depth. You can never have too much of it. It's like hungry, hungry hippos at that point for me. Give me more.
Mm-hmm.
I want all the marbles. There's still work to be done. Ultimately, and I think that it's going to be the beautiful way we can wrap this up, is I have started to hate the deal less. What I do hate more is the idea of power dynamics being forfeited and laughing off about misinformation when a player was traded 3 days later.
It's just such a tough look.
It's
so bad.
It's almost like an unforced error.
It's such an unforced error. It's so unforced. Every time
the box says trap inside, and then you open it, and then like you have glitter on your face. Why'd you open it?
Yeah, why'd you open it?
So that's
it told
it
you what was gonna happen. Just didn't spell it out for
you. I'm with you though. Let's see what happens on Monday. We can grade the weekend as it is at that point and include this in there. And free agency starts on Tuesday. Buckle up, because we have just been shown it is going to be a roller coaster this year.
Whether they do anything or not, it'll be a roller coaster. Quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.